community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Very good morning to Steve Summer from Brentwood Council. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Now, the last Family Fun Day, because it's all being done online at the moment, so that's going really, really well.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Family Fun Days, as you say, they've been online, obviously, because of the situation. And today is the Teddy Bears Picnic, which is good, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, you can sign up on Facebook, and it takes you to the event. And our Deputy Mayor will be there today and providing a welcome. And then there's a whole range of events that people can do online, so that's really good. And there's all sorts of things. In fact, there's also a Punch and Judy show on there, so a whole range of things for people to do.
Yeah, and you can find all the details out if you go to, again, the website, and it's
also on
Facebook
website.
Is where they put up the different events, and they're all free as well, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
People are getting ready to go back to school, so most of the schools in Brentwood should be going back, but what does the council, you know, what's in place, and what other changes are happening due to COVID or new initiatives that are starting up?
In terms of, you're right, and schools going back, and I'm sure there'd be a lot of parents who'd be happy with that, and a lot of children would probably be very happy with that as well. From a council perspective, we as well are sort of trying getting back to some normality. So we will have council meetings in September. So we have one in Planning Licensing Committee on the 2nd, and a Policy Resource and Economic Development on the 9th. And Ordinary Council on September the 16th, and all those meetings are streamed live, so people can go online and watch those if they wish to. And I think it just indicates, again, another example of trying to get back to normality. You know, those things are really good. On our policy meeting on the 9th also, we have a report on there about what the council did during the COVID-19, so if people are interested in the full range of things that we did, some of that was services that we already provide and continue to provide. Some were new things, so that was really good as well. And I think just some of the other things that we're currently doing demonstrates how we're trying to get back to some normality, obviously, whilst also observing the rules and the social distancing rules.
Yeah.
So, for example, we've got resumed on the 26th of August was our Countryside Management Volunteer Group.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a variety of tasks, including pond management, tree and hedge planting, woodland management. So if anyone, again, is interested in that, please go to our website and have a look. We're always looking for volunteers to go and help us.
Help Out to Eat Out has been really, really successful. There are some local places, restaurants are actually going to carry this on to encourage people to keep coming out.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, it's been a tremendous success in regards to the numbers. I think we announced on our website the other day that the government had advised that more than 64 million discounted meals claimed by restaurants.
Yeah.
Which is a huge number, isn't it?
Mm.
And I think we have, I think it's approximately about 80 participating restaurants in Brentwood or establishments in Brentwood.
Yeah.
So there's the national sort of organisations, establishments like Toby Carvery and Harvester that are continuing past the 31st of August, is our understanding. And there's a couple of local ones. So in Shenfield, there's the Bolt and Tienna's restaurant also.
Yeah.
We understand that are continuing past the 31st of August.
Yeah.
So that's really good for people to get out and do something different. There is a Facebook page that encourages people for all businesses to go to that Facebook page. So we've been trying to assist businesses and retails and restaurants to do that.
Mm.
So again, you know, it's about just trying to get as much information out to people as possible so they can understand what's open, what's not open, where they can go, how they can do that safely.
Mm.
So, again, you know, as an authority, as a council, we're actively trying to help and promote those businesses and restaurants. It's about trying to, obviously, in a cautious way, but trying to promote and get people to buy and to visit. And I know some of the leisure industries are starting to try and open up in that fashion, but you're right. Mm. It's very, very difficult in some of the sectors because it's quite difficult. But I think, you know, if we can assist people in any way we can, then that's what we'll continue to do.
It's lovely to speak to you, Steve.
Yeah, and you.
I hope you have a nice bank holiday in this beautiful sunny weather that we're going to have. Get out there sunbathing.
I don't think that's going to be likely, looking at the weather forecast.
No, but it was last year. Let's look back to last year when it was all normal. It's great to start, and I'll be talking to another member of Brentwood Council next Friday.
You will.
Lovely. You will. You take care.
Excellent. And you.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Steve Summers there from Brentwood Council.